Warning, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to I Am Everything with your host, Shion Atown.
Check. All right. Here we are. You like that sweet jam? I'm not going to tell you who it's by because, well, they didn't let me, They didn't let me use it, and I told them, like, well, we live in Canada, and as long as you pay, what is it, a fee to be on air, which is usually most radio stations do, you can play whatever you want, really. You can play whatever you want, whatever your little heart desires. I told them, like, you know, can I please play that song? And they said, no, and I was like, come on, and they wouldn't let me, but. Not the radio, the actual band. So I'm not going to tell you who the band is, but let's just say I heard them in a podcast once. And the podcast was pretty sick. It's called Billy Balls. If you like podcasts, true crime, it's really, really, really good. That's how I heard it. But yeah, so hopefully they don't hear me. I mean, they can't really do anything if they did hear me playing that song, but it's our little secret. So welcome to the show, everybody. This is I'm Everything on CKMS 102.7. I haven't said that for a while. Last two shows, I forgot to say what station I'm on, but you probably already know, right? That's how you're listening to me, hopefully. So here we are, and it's a new day. It's it is Halloween, I guess, but I don't really celebrate Halloween. And I'm back at it. I'm back at the radio station. No one told me I'm horrible yet, so it's a learning curve, right? It's each step, one step at a time. Eventually, by the 10th episode, I will have it down. I'll have my conversations down. I'll have my speaking points down. You guys made it a point to be like, you should have speaking points. Well, guess what? I do have speaking points. However, they're not as organized as my brain is. Actually, no, opposite. I don't know what I'm saying. But they're not as organized as your speaking points, if that makes sense. So it is what it is, you know. I'm trying to live my life, all right. I'm trying to make a dollar for my family. No, speaking of dollar, still looking for advertisements. If you guys want any ads, if you want to have your business on my show, give me a holler. I'm the hookup. You know who says that? Scott Steiner, WCW. Ooh. Let's get into WCW for a minute. No, not yet. That's for the third episode. So today I have I have Cheryl in studio with me, and she's going to say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. And if the sound is really low, tweet. No, you can't tweet me. I'm suspended. No, call me. 647-531-5822. You can also request a song. We do have requests today. So we're going to see more of those coming up, hopefully more frequently. But I do have a couple requests coming in the show. But yes, if the audio is low, let me know. Yes. So let's get to the first song here. Before we get to the first song, have you guys ever noticed there's more weed joints than coffee joints? I don't really, you know what, I don't mind, like, I'm not a weed smoker, but, like, I love coffee. It's like, there's, like, 12, there's, like, 30 weed joints here, and I don't understand. There's probably, like, 3 coffee joints here. So that needs to change. So, coffee drinkers, if you have copious amounts of money, please make more in the Kitchener region. There's literally only three. Starbucks is taking over, and Starbucks is okay, but it's not coffee. You know what I mean? All right. So let's get to some music while I'm ranting away. Here's a little Royal Blood for ya. Trouble's coming.
Of affection, I'm the instrument of joy. Oh, oh,
stepped in the room and felt like a motherfucking best. If you were breathing, pump your motherfucking chest. Silence, I'll fuck you, bitch.
I'm wildin'.
I ain't need no cosign since 09, I've been on my job. I ain't need nobody telling me guy to do my thing. Put your finger on the new light skin boy, wrecking the back, the type of group I'm in. Two nights in with this new white team, can't remember the name cause I'm too high, bitch. I'm on cloud nine again. Walking the bound like my shit don't stink, but I stink worse than most of the kicks I'm in. Woo! But no fuss given, go to the club with coked up women. Hold on the nuts, getting soaked up in them. Approaching the slot like go stop dickin'. Choking it. Must be the greatest alive, they fear me like I'm the craziest guy. Holding a bomb on the plane, people around me who don't make music telling me how to go and make my shit. Do you know what I hate, my kid? The same that I put to go break my ribs. My little pricks to play my bits and tell me about this game I live. I've been doing this since Christie had no dreads and a little fade night tape. What the fuck do you think that I'm doing this for? One paycheck, no problem rubbing this car. Changing agenda, big music lasts much longer from May to December. This life is a promise, but people are focused on likes and the comments. Find a good rocket, I'm an alien that wants to go out and fly, gonna comment. I ain't from here, nowhere, so clear they fear but they don't know. Mayday, mayday, fuck you, pay me! They say I ain't cocky enough, well here's a fucking bone, I'll cock it and bust. Looking back and no one's cooking crack as fucking good as this, but they ain't following me. If you want a record, send a message, better get invested and go holding a G. Let me go and let them know, I ain't sitting back and letting holding a B. Yo man, fuck this shit and pay me.
Slow motion. That was some Kid Bookie for you. Who's next? I heard him on someone, the lead singer from Slipknot, his standalone album I heard him on, and then he kind of sounds like Eminem on that track. I forget what his name is. But if you look him up, his new album, the lead singer from Slipknot, he has an album out. He has Kid Bookie on it, and the guy sounds like a British Eminem. It's crazy. So here we are, Large and In Charge, on air and dial all the way up. So here we are. I'm going to actually tell you that we're actually, the radio station is trying to get some money. So if you guys want to donate some money, because it's community run, community funded, and community minded, non-profit, boring, non-traditional, and mine show is not boring. This is my promise to you guys. Most of the song, I'll say 90% of the songs I play, you have never heard before. Majority, I'm talking like the majority population. That's the kind of show I'm delivering to you guys. A show where you didn't really hear the songs before. You're like, what's that song? That's my show. The radio station is committed to training community members in the techniques of broadcasting, which this is true. So, you know, we don't get money from anyone else. I don't think the government doesn't give us any money. I don't believe. So if you guys want to donate, you can just go to radiowaterloo.ca and you'll see like a donation button for it and just donate some money. You can donate $50, $2, $2,000. I don't know why. Anyways. $2,000 is, you should do that. And if you do that, I will give you a signed autograph of me as Scott Steiner. Because I'm your hookup. Holler if you hear me. No. So we're going to be taking requests today. Let's see if I have any requests here. Oh, no. This is what we're also going to be doing. I'm going to be talking about baby names today. So me and my partner have been thinking about baby names, like really cool baby names. But I have some really cool baby names. And they're coming up here on I'm Everything on CKMS 102.7. I always have to look for that because I always forget. Yes, we're going to be talking about baby names coming up. There's going to be requests. But first, I do like to talk. But first, listen to some music. This is Jenny Beth with Flower, and then right after will be Bring Me the Horizon, Obey with Youngblood. But first, Jenny Beth.
Screams. Yeah.
That was Bring Me the Horizon for ya. And that was featuring Youngblood in the first one. I don't know if I'm up loud enough. And the first one before that was Flower by Jenny Beth. She was on the Idols new album, and the Idols new album is amazing. Speaking of Idols, I'm going to play them coming up soon. But here we are. Okay, we're going to talk about baby names for a sec, because you don't want to have a baby and the name be like, I don't know, like Andrew or something. Like nothing wrong with Andrew, but it's just you want to have, your child wants to have, your child should have like a memorable name, you know, like Because then they remember it easy. There's so many Sean's. There's so many. Well, there's too many Karens. Don't get me started on that. There's too many generic names. So here we are. I'm going to talk with my colleague. Her name is Cheryl. Say hi. Say hi to Cheryl class. She's going to say hi to you guys again.
Hi again.
So these are the baby names. Top 10 baby names. Number one.
Wait, according to who?
According to momsjunction.com, a very refutable site. This is like the CNN of baby names. Number one is Sansa, like Game of Thrones. Well, I guess it is Game of Thrones because do you ever remember Sansa in third grade? It's like Sansa. Remember Sansa? She used to bring peanut butter and jelly. She had lice that one time. Oh, Sansa. No, Sansa from Game of Thrones.
I don't like names from like TV show. I don't jump on the bandwagon like that. That was like 2017 or 18. Everyone was naming their kid Kylie. Like I just, it's not for me.
What about Xavian? It's spelled really weird too.
Yeah, the problem with that is that teachers are going to have a nightmare trying to pronounce that, and it's just, you're going to have to come up with a nickname for the kid, and it's just going
to... Just to call it X, okay? Just, you don't need to be cute. Don't give it a word that they can't even, a name they can't even spell. Give it, just call it X. How about this? Number three, Sir James. And that Sir is actually like Sir James.
That's terrible. I don't even know where to begin with that.
I think they're hoping their child is Sir'd or whatever by the Queen, so it's Sir James.
But it's like, well, Beyonce and Jay-Z named their kid Sir, didn't they? But it's like...
Did they?
I think so. The one twin.
Of course they would.
It's just too pretentious for me.
Of course they would. Number seven. We're just going to go to number seven because I'm sure you guys don't want to hear all these baby names.
No, go to number eight. That one looks cool.
Well, we'll get to number eight.
Okay.
Seven, Tokyo. Hopefully your child likes Tokyo. Or hopefully you've been to Tokyo.
I don't mind names after places. One of my best friends just had a baby and named him Oslo, which I think is... New Zealand?
Ooh,
God, don't ask me.
I feel like
me.
It's probably German.
It's like the Netherlands. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it's a place. It's a city. So I don't mind that.
Jason Lee named his son Pilot Inspector. And by Inspector, I mean like K. And Jason Lee is from a show that her dad told us once about. I forget. My name is Ed or something.
My name is Earl.
My name is Earl.
Yeah, shout out to my dad.
Shout out to... D Dave, okay? So it's called My Name is Earl. But anyways, Jason, whatever his name is, he names his son Pilot Inspector, but it's K.
Like, do you call him Pilot? Or do you call him Inspector?
Call him Inspector Gadget.
I feel like celebrities just think they can name their kid whatever. But, like, Jason Lee is such a non-celebrity that it's like he went extra hard on that name.
Well, how about this, okay? Penn Jillette, he has a child. This is the last one. Guess what his child's name is? He's a magician, by the way. Not that it matters, but they're a freaky bunch. Moxie Crime Fighter. Ooh.
Moxie Crime Fighter. So, see, in that case, is like Crime Fighter the middle name? Do you call them Moxie, or do you call them Crime Fighter, or are you saying that whole name... Moxie Crime Fighter, get down from there.
Well, hopefully he is a crime fighter. If he's the opposite, it's kind of is a little backwards there. But those are some baby names for you. If you guys want to use any of those, I give you my blessing. And there's a lot more where that came from, but I'm not going to bore you with that. So just so you know that we're going to name our child Moxie Crime. No, we're going to name our child Moxie Pilot, Inspector, Crime Fighter.
I've just received some information that Oslo is the capital of Norway. I apologize to all the Norwegians listening.
Yeah, we have a fact checker. And this is something that Trump does not have, or either he does not have or he does not listen to. But, you know, I don't want to get into politics. Let's just say Trump's a very smart man. All right, so I'm doing a lot of talking. So let's take it to a request. I got a request the other day. We got a request in. If you guys want to request a show, at Sean A Town Instagram, you cannot tweet me because I got suspended for talking about Borat 2 and the very not creepy Rudy Giuliani. Don't talk about him or else your account is going to be suspended. Anyways, so if you guys have requests, you can at me or email me at I forget my email, but just email me SeanATown@hotmail.com. Oh, no, not Hotmail. Who has it? Hotmail. At Outlook.com. And I'll play whatever you want me to play. Hopefully it's not anything weird. So this next request coming in is from a friend of mine. He requested that he wants a song by Idols called Danny Niliko. I think that's how you pronounce it. And he said about the song, it's about how diversity is our strength and how we shouldn't be hateful or fearful of people just because they're from somewhere else. All about having unity between humans, because at the end of the day, we're all just flesh and bones, and that's A1. And I say to this song is A1.
You're listening to Mono Wales, All or Nothing on CKMS 102.7.
You know, when we put out Really Want to Let You Down back in the fall of 2019, we were planning to follow it up pretty soon afterwards with the single that just dropped, All or Nothing, but because of the pandemic, those plans got delayed. But I'm really happy that All or Nothing is finally out, because it's sort of the other side of that story. We were feeling so beat up when we wrote and put out Really Want to Let You Down, but, you know, after all this time, putting out All or Nothing now feels like this release and this, you know, sort of celebration of the work that we've done. So they're kind of two sides of the same coin, and I'm excited that both of them are out there in the world for everyone to check out now.
That was some Mono Wales with All or Nothing. I've talked about them before. Fantastic band out from Toronto. They're amazing live. You should go see them once things open up. And do you miss concert season? I miss going to concerts. That was some good time. Now it might be a while till we can actually fully enjoy that without, you know, worrying about being in someone's bubble. So did you guys donate yet? All I hear is crickets. So if you want to donate, good segue, by the way. Crickets, because no one's going to concerts anymore. So. If you want to donate, you can go to radiowaterloo.ca. You can donate $5, $10, $50, $100, $2,000. They are, or we are, committed to training community members in the techniques of broadcasting. We're committed to serving the needs of community groups and committed to showing the true diversity of Radio Waterloo region. And what makes this station different from other stations is you can come in and you can play whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. You can basically be your own person. Whereas if you work at, Virgin or any of those like very corporate stations, you gotta be a puppet. You gotta play by their rules, and that's not fun. But this station here introduces our listeners to new ideas, perspectives, and music. It broadcasts shows in many languages, serving many cultural communities. Now, does your local radio station do that? I think not. So that's why you should vote. Vote, vote, vote. All right? Not vote. Why am I saying vote? I mean donate. But you should vote if you're American. But also donate. So here we are. We're on the crux of it. We're on the end of the dragon's tail, as they say. Does anyone say that?
Say what? Crux?
End of the dragon's tail?
I don't know if that's an East Coast thing or that's from your days in PEI, but I've never heard it.
You know what they also say in PEI? They say, can you biff me that remote? It means throw. Or they say satchel as backpack. Or they say H. Or they say, yeah. Or no. Or inhale. It's an inhale, yeah. Inhale, no. But you can't do that anymore because you might give some coronavirus. You shouldn't do that. But that's what they do over there. Taking more requests. You're listening to I'm Everything on CKMS 102.7 with your host, A-Town the Great, Punk Father, Sean A-Town, the awkward one. We're going to take more requests. This request is from a local... he lives in Toronto. He does beers. So if you have a beer out there, you'll want him to talk about, try, review. He will do that. But I worked with him at a bar in Toronto when I used to live there. And he's a nice guy. He's very nice. So I'm going to play the song for him. I've never listened to the song before. It's called JPEG Mafia. It's called Bald. So you can let me know what you think. And after that song will be Palais Royale, effing with my head. Doesn't matter because they say it in song anyway. But that's the next song after, which is one of my favorite songs. But first, here it is for Nick. This is for you, Nick. Bald.
Yeah. Fuck that. Whoa. Fuck that bitch, I changed the plan. Switch my style like I switch hands. Block the witness, take the stand. Fuck out the way, bitch, back it up. Shit better get played in the palace. I can't treat niggas like big deals. Why put up a front, I'm callous. Bald, I look like Ray Allen. These niggas make beats on big wheels. Your files is not a challenge. Boy, you can't rap for shit. Shuttle work bust me with talent. Hairline blue, got these balance. Bald. Look, I'm cashing out. Young Darby, I'm tagging it. They gon' bring your casket out. I hope that you fit in it. Ooh, what you doing, gang? How you get caught with no gas? You niggas just got no pride. He don't give you no slack, for real. Cause you pussy. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Keep my business off the ground. Switch my style like I switch hands. Going to war in foreign land. Fuck out the way, bitch, back it up. Shit better get played in the palace. Wait. I can't treat niggas like big deals. These toys don't come in no kids' meal. Been there, done that, unseen it. Now my girl, but I'm fucking like she is. They be fucking up my lyrics on genius. And these pussy ass critics repeat it. Been the same since Eve and Stevens. Y'all niggas switch like the seasons. Y'all lives ain't got no meaning. And them deals ain't got no freedom. I can't just live it and leave it. Guys, make it a rhythm and eat it. Yeah. Huh? You can't feed your kid cause you spent that shit on your car. Bro. Take my hands, I'm going over squares like a VCR. Huh? Ball. Okay.
That was some Palais Royal for ya. Was that loud enough for ya, or was it too quiet for ya? My show should be called Loud. It might one day, but we'll see. For right now, it's I'm Everything, because I play everything and nothing. Basically everything to me, nothing to you, or vice versa. So thank you for joining me today on October 30th, 2020. What are you going to be for Halloween? I'm just going to be myself. I'm scary enough. Don't forget to donate. RadioWaterloo.ca. Next week, I might have a special guest in studio. And we'll do this all over again. You get to hear me being awkward all over again, which I'm sure you'll love. Eventually, I'll get better at this. I promise. And if you guys want to sponsor my show, just email me at shyinatown@outlook.com. I will put any ad in my show, whatever business you have, and make it cheap, but make it look like it's $1 million. Before I take you out, anything to say?
Please don't name your kid Pilot, whatever, Inspector, please.
Please do not, unless you're me. All right, guys, so here it is. I'm going to play some Marilyn Manson for you. This is his newest album. He wrote the song because he lost his dad. And he said since writing the song, he hasn't felt better, but he's felt really good about it. Like, this was for him therapy. He doesn't really go to therapy, but I saw an interview. He said he wrote this for his dad, this whole album, and he said it made him wake up inside. So, Broken Needle. But after Broken Needle, actually, no, first, we're going to go to Spain with Mourn. Stay there. And then I'll see you next week.
close your eyes. It's only a dream. When you wake up, rinse off all this pain.